Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. We feeling good, yeah. We feeling good, yeah. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 61. Currently, it is 37. Cloudy skies at Hickman Mills.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
We missed you yesterday, man.
Aw. Yeah, you had your fajitas for Taco Tuesday yesterday?
We did street tacos. We did El Latino.
Ah.
Yeah. But it is Get Right Wednesday. We got Dr. Latanya. She got some advice for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and of course we got the morning gossip going down for you at your 23s. Former Vice President Kamala Harris speaks on if she'll run again. Holly Berry shares her struggles with her identity growing up biracial. Uh-oh. And the Real Housewives of Atlanta. That trailer dropped.
She's biracial.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah, she's get biracial. That cued up.
You know, wiggle them hips, wiggle them hips. Two more days left. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
This is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me
do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump.
I
do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation,
sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
How many ideas have quickly come to you and then forever departed just as quickly? When a useful, creative thought strikes you, write it down. If you can't write it down at the moment, find another way to preserve it in your memory until you have the chance to record it. Talk about it to yourself or someone else, or mentally associated with something highly meaningful to you. Most of the thousands of thoughts that pass through your awareness each day are rather routine and not worth preserving. Yet, in amongst those thoughts are some really good ones that could deliver great benefits. Develop for yourself a systematic way of capturing and then reviewing those good thoughts. There's a reason they come to you, and it's smart to hang on to them. Don't needlessly frustrate yourself by assuming you'll remember and then promptly forgetting. Instead, discipline yourself to lock in those useful thoughts so you'll be able to later expand on them. Everything anyone ever accomplished started with a thought. Take good care of all the opportunities for accomplishment that come in the thoughts you think by writing them down. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 59. Currently, it is 40 in Independence. In a new video shared on social media, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie announced that the reward for information leading to her missing 84-year-old mother's whereabouts has been increased from $100,000 to $1 million.
She may be lost. She may already be gone. She may have already gone home to the Lord that she loves. If this is what is to be, then we will accept it. But we need to know where she is.
continuing to send prayers to Savannah and, her, of course, her entire family because, I mean, she's been missing for weeks now. And I know that the FBI has received over 13,000 tips but have found no solid leads just yet.
So devastating.
Very sad news. Now, switching gears into Jill Scott. She speaks on family dynamics and having someone that pulls you aside.
I don't know if we have the kind of family that we had before that would pull you aside and say what needs to be said. You know, I don't, do we even have that anymore?
Hmm.
Well, you do now. And that's my job. I'm going to continue to be your auntie until I'm out of here. I'm going to tell you what I see, what I've learned, where I failed, what gets me back up, and I'm going to do it real musically.
I've been doing that. We like that. And that is
that's
a non-negotiable. Like to pull you to the side and keep it real with mm-hmm. you. Like that's real love. And I feel like a lot of people feel like that's not the way to do things. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just need a smack in the face sometimes,
yeah.
man.
It's important.
And it's coming from love, dog. And not literally to smack you, but just
yeah.
with reality,
yeah.
with the truth, bro. Because I care about where you're going and I see mm-hmm. where you're going and it's not on a good trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to switch that up for you. I want to help as much as I can.
Yeah. And that's real. And I think people need that in their family. Because I mean, family is might be who you might first interact with that you can actually trust. People on the street, you don't want nobody trying to come up to you and be like, "Hey, young man." But that might be some real reality, too. But having somebody in your family that can be kind of your big homie is definitely important, especially somebody that has lived a life.
Man, look, it all starts at the crib. It all starts at home. So what you're told at home is going to be the things that you believe in and that you're rooted in when you go out in the public to where people, whoever you face, you know more than likely they don't care about you. Your family at home, they care about
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so that's the goal, sure.
When you're rooted in that truth and what you believe in yourself at home is what you'll project outside in this world to prepare you with the armor that you need, with that love that you need for yourself. So you know when the world tells you some BS,
right?
You know it's some BS because you know inside what's true about you. So,
yeah, I like that. Yeah. As we wrap up here, I just had this thought in my head.
Light a candle up in.
I just had a thought in my head about that. Like when you do have those older family members, just imagine somebody that might not have good advice. It's always that one uncle that's telling you some BS. Imagine Clifton Powell being your uncle.
Stop.
No.
What would you like?
Don't do
that's,
that.
That's tough.
Don't do that.
You might be
what's
getting
wrong
some,
with him? What did he do?
Well, I'm saying he just now having a realization of things. So if he's been telling you stuff since in his 50s.
Oh, okay. I
and
see
now
where
you're 70
okay.
and you're telling me you're just okay. figuring it out. You've been, we're leading the bad blind, blind.
Yep, you're right. Bad advice being passed down from generation to generation. And this is why this mental health situation with specifically our communities is so important.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I don't know if you saw what was going on. It was a lot of things happening as the President Donald Trump's State of the Union address went down on Tuesday night. Now, one of the headlines has been Representative Al Green. He's been known to stand on 10 toes. Well, he was ejected from the State of the Union after holding a sign that said, "Black people aren't apes."
Ejected for that.
Yeah.
He gets objected for telling the truth or defending a group of people.
Right. And to add extra context to our cousins that might be like, "Well, why was he holding up that sign?" Well, Green was seen, of course, on the House floor waving that sign that read, "Black people aren't apes." Of course, reference to the video President Trump posted on social media this month that depicted former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. Which he still has not apologized for.
He ain't gonna apologize for it because they meant to do it. It's mm-hmm. like, I can't believe this is the most appalling thing. And when we look back on this administration and in this particular era,
mm-hmm. the history books that, are gonna be very interesting.
Well, is that people are covering this like it's real news?
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to sit here and like I'll be watching NBC World News or whatever some nights. And they have to cover this video situation as if, "Well, the president, well, he said a staffer, he didn't mean to do it." He said, "What are we like?" I just,
right.
It's blatant racism to me, to Brian, to me. This is that I'm speaking for me. This mm-hmm. ain't for nobody else. This ain't for the company. This is for me. It's just,
And then we have to sit here and be patronized by this stuff, by this clown show that I feel like is going on. He said, quote, we have more jobs, more people working today than ever before in the history of our country. Like, why does he speak like this?
Right.
I have my choice words, whatever, that I could go and that I could say. But it's like, we know that these things are not true, bro. Like, and we have to sit here and take these lies. They're bold-faced lies.
You know it's serious when somebody stretches out lies like that.
It's a lie.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Like, and we have to sit here and act like this is the real world or how things are supposed to go. Right. When it's not. Mm-hmm. It's obstruction every day. It's total... hypocrisy every day is something foolish or something stupid or new every day. Mm-hmm. I'm just over it, dog. And this is my second time covering this administration. D, this is the second one. We and y'all not tired of this?
Stop lying.
Y'all not?
Stop lying.
You can lie to yourself.
I think everybody's tired.
Stop lying.
Like, even the people who probably support him, you're not tired of this yet?
They tired. They tired.
I know y'all tired, dog. Come on.
We all just tired.
I'm bad. My bad, man. My
you,
bad.
You had to do your thing.
My bad, dog.
No, just, no. Be passionate because you're not the only one feeling like that, B.
It's just, I'm not wishing. This isn't coming from hate or any. It's just, mm-hmm. It's coming from just fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Of just,
Only 1 year down. Three more to go.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
This is brand new middle school. We are Hustling Shine in the Morning on Power 3 AM.
This is something that I never thought about. That perhaps could give Kansas City some pushback when international visitors arrive here this summer for the World Cup. D, they might experience a little bit of a culture shock when it comes to tipping.
Really?
Now, in other countries, when you go out to eat in restaurants, now I have not yet left the United States.
Yeah, same.
So I'm going
I watch too many movies, so unfortunately I've been a little nervous.
Yeah, I get it. But I understand that tipping is only a United States culture. I didn't even realize that. I didn't either, man.
Wow.
And with all of these people coming from other countries, visiting Kansas City for these 6-7 weeks or however long they're going to be here, a lot of people in restaurants is, you know, it's going to be something that they have to get used to. So what they're talking about is some restaurant owners might add in a 18% charge on the checks during the World Cup.
They're going to do a little auto gratuity?
Exactly. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Okay.
Don't know how I feel about. I mean, I'm a big
what if
tipper.
What if they never change that back?
Man, you know what I'm saying? They get used to it. And then some restaurants do that. Like when you spend a certain amount of money,
or a certain amount of people, for sure.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Some restaurants do that already. But this is going to be something that's going to be. It's going to be interesting on so many levels because who's the one that's going to get mad? Who's the one that's going to get upset? The people, I think both people are in this situation.
The people that are tipping? I mean, that are not tipping? Or you mean the restaurant?
Them and the waiters, like our service staff in Kansas City. Yeah. So I hope that the business owners prepare for this cultural shock that automatically impacts your pockets. I remember the last job I had before 103 when I was in college was Applebee's, and we depended on them tips, dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So they're not making, you know, $30, $40 an hour.
And the people overseas are probably used to a system where people are getting paid properly so that
that's
they don't
exactly
have to tip.
Why,
so dude. This would be great for these companies. To me, the companies is the problem. Y'all need to pay people you need to pay people, and now y'all got people mad at other people when it's really your fault. But that's another conversation for another day. Let's
Good luck, man.
Let's send some love around the town.
Yeah. Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining
on Hot 103 Jam.
Big love to all the cousins that's listening to us and streaming us online. And who's listening the old school way on your radio. Whether you're getting an attitude right now, you going up north by 29 because all the closures and stuff going on, or the backups on 435, or you traveling through the city, man. Shout out to you. I see you on 75th over there on Shining Mission. We appreciate everybody in Kansas City that's tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We don't take it for granted because we know that you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Yeah. Shout out to the cousins that's hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to Brandocious, Shane Blaze.
Brandocious!
Shout out to Angel Bridgewater. She sent some love to Sophisha S and Tyron B. Also to Dionasia S. Shout out to Carmen Nard, always sending us some love, saying happy hump day to your cousins. Today is going to be a great day. Thankful for all the Monday, and not Monday, the morning motivation. Thank you, Carmen. We appreciate you. Big love and a good morning to the Cooper's Hawk sisters. Somebody said, see you ladies this weekend.
They got some money over there.
Where my invite, though?
Cooper's Hawk sisters? Well, look, they drinking wine and eating steaks all day.
Right. That chocolate, too, in between tastings. Ooh,
what?
The chocolates.
Okay, when you do baller,
wine,
look
when
at you
do wine tastings, baller? You know you had a chocolate clean.
I've never done that. Yeah. I don't drink wine.
Yeah, just try it.
Look at you, baller. Okay.
Nah, that's not. Okay, let's get back into the
Pimp
location.
Daddy D.
No. Okay, Pimp Brother B. Other news. Shout out to our cousin Daniel Vett. Always sending some love. And a shout out to Mrs. Aaron Meyer. Shout out to Jewel Wade. Kirkwood Solomon family that was sent from Chef Taco. Big love to Stacey Davis. Hey, Anita Primer. And then last but not least, Rich Harris always sending us some love and some energy and saying, welcome back my way.
Yeah.
And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. You got some shout outs too, B, don't
you? It was a couple from the Soulful tour the other day. Shout out to Milton. Appreciate you stopping through, dog. And Michael, we had a conversation. Yeah, he was trying to get his $5 special and head on back to work. But shout out to Mike one time. Appreciate y'all.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
726, high of 61. Currently, it is 38 at Park College. During a recent interview, former Vice President Kamala Harris responded whether she'd run again as a 2028 presidential candidate.
I haven't decided.
You're still thinking about it.
I might. Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. That's what I closed the book and I'm like, oh, she wants to. She's just thinking about it.
She said I might. That I might. I told y'all.
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets.
And I'm tired. That's what that I might sounded like. But I think that would be, if she's down with it, I think that would be great.
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets.
In other news, Halle Berry is getting candid about her childhood and the struggle she faced with her identity growing up biracial.
My feeling of, you know, not belonging and not really knowing who I was. And if my mother's white and I'm black, like, what does that mean? Who am I? Am I really black? Am I half black? Am I mixed? Am I not mixed? I don't feel very white. I don't look very white, but yet I have this white mother. Like, it's part of me. Like, there was a lot of confusion growing up. She told me, you'll be identified as you are. You will be perceived as black. You are black.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me your two cents.
Man, I'm an expert at this right here. I just want to preface this by saying there are several different types of mixed kids, but I got three main ones. You got your regular mixed kids who
what's regular?
They kind of identify with both. Maybe they grew up in Shawnee Mission, so they're familiar with both of their cultures.
Yeah.
But then you got white leaning mixed kids where, you know, this one might grow up in Olathe or something where they're not too familiar with the 50s or the hood. You know what I'm saying? They're not too familiar with the black side of their family. But then you got the other leaning black mixed kids. And that's where I come in at. I didn't know anything really about my mother's family at all. I just met them for the first time at the age of like 37.
But it
starts at home. We had this conversation earlier in the show. It starts at home, dog. If you're not told nothing at home, that's how you're gonna go out in the world and not knowing anything about yourself or who you are or whatever. So my mom always knew, dog. I've always leaned black. Always. I consider myself a black man. Y'all out on the streets, y'all know me. Y'all know how I am, how I was raised, where I was grown up at, with the schools I went to, and all of that. So I am.
That seems so tricky. Like, I mean, and like you said, there's so many different types of.
It is.
You look at the NBA. NBA is a perfect example of the floodgates of, you know, that lifestyle. So yeah, that stuff is.
But it can be
tricky.
Tough, man. If you're not grounded in who you are and who you know you are, then it can be tough, man. Because one side could accept you and one
who
couldn't.
Who you with? That's what everybody gonna be asking when you in your childhood.
Love everybody, man.
Yeah, love everybody. But this is my song. She's biracial, da da da.
She's biracial girl.
Up next, we got a question for you. We got a special question. We'll be opening up the phone lines, cousins, just so you know. We're talking about cheating. Is it cheating if it's not physical? Uh-oh. We'll dive into that conversation up next. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
We're gonna go with a little hot trending topic this morning to get the cousins, you know, opinion on relationships and what cheating actually is.
Ooh, that's such a loaded question. Because we were just having this conversation off air about, is it cheating if you're liking pictures? Is it cheating if you're thinking about them or thinking about doing something? Is it cheating if y'all looking at each other too long in the club? But the thing is, all those things we just mentioned are not physical. So our question to you, cousin, is simple. 816-540-1033. Give us a call right now and let us know, is it cheating if it's not physical?
I have my thoughts. Why are you double tapping the picture? Why are you commenting?
One of our cousins already texted and said, cheating doesn't have to be physical. Right. Also talking on the phone or flirting, but in a relationship, nah, shouldn't be doing all that at all.
At all.
We've had our cousins that chimed in on the text line too, but we got to hear from you, Kansas City. Is it cheating if it's not physical?
So it starts with the double tapping and looking too long in the club, and that's what leads to the physical. So yes, double tapping, looking too long, all of that cheating. That's the stages.
But you qualify it as cheating. If somebody does that, you leaving them, or you gonna be patient?
Yeah, no.
What that mean?
Right, you say yeah and no.
Nope. If it starts there, I'm pretty much already done. I know where it's leading to.
Damn.
No patience, no chances. You want to double tap on those Facebook and Instagram posts? You keep double tapping and leave me alone.
What's your name, cousin?
Teresa.
Thank you so much for
Teresa
sharing.
Teresa don't play no games, y'all.
She run a strict program.
Thank you. Have a great day.
103, good morning, cousin. What's up?
Texting, liking pictures is definitely cheating. It's emotional.
So it doesn't matter what they're talking about. It can just be any. Small talk is still counts.
When you get emotional, it's different because your feelings is involved.
Right.
Emotional is more damage.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is emotional worse than physical to you?
Emotional to me is definitely more worse than physical. You emotionally involved before you physically involved.
What's your name, cousin?
Miss P.
Thank you for sharing, Miss P. We appreciate you, cousin.
Thank you.
Thank you. 103, good morning.
Yeah, it's definitely cheating. They're lusting, for sure. Because if I'm with you, you with me, what you looking? Look, glance, with all that looking, and then memorizing, staring at them, and then looking at the picture, still
memorizing. Memorizing is crazy.
Oh. You memorized something before?
Like, what are we doing?
Have you been in this type of situation before, cousin, on either side?
No, I have not, honestly.
But if you were, you would walk out?
Yeah. A conversation would definitely be had. Like, what's really going on?
Why are you liking Susie Q pictures? Like, that's how you approach it?
Yeah, black and white, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Lynn.
Thank you so much for sharing, cousin. We appreciate you.
Thank y'all. Have a good one.
You too.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Hey,
what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's phrase, it's pretty simple, honestly. Maybe you kind of see a friend of yours or a family member, and it just seems like they're taking L after L after L. No. And you might look at them and be like, damn. They are going out sad. Okay, we like that. Now, you can also say, instead of going out sad, you can say maybe they just going out bad. Bad and sad, interchangeable. Same thing. Hello. Same thing, different fun.
Who that in the bag?
So, it really is you, maybe an embarrassing moment. you just look at yourself and you be like, ooh, I was
one moment.
Embarrassing. An embarrassing moment.
Embarrassing.
Shout out to my cousins. You know, 314 they loading. But yeah, going outside, it could just be an embarrassing moment. Maybe you have, or it's, we all have that moment where we reflect on things in our past. Maybe you think about this one moment where you were just like, oh my God, I just did something so cringy. We all have done something cringy in our life.
Yeah. And, you know, that's where your mental health come in and you got to look past it. We all make mistakes. We all look stupid from time to time. Yeah. It is what it is.
Baby, just don't make a career out of it like some.
Nicki Minaj.
Don't be out here going outside, cousins. Don't do that. Maybe grab them, grab somebody. If you see that, we talked about that earlier with Jill Scott. You see somebody going outside, maybe you need to tap them on the shoulder and say, baby, you need to sit down.
Hello.
Baby, come sit down. Let me talk to you. That's what's the word for the day. Use it, don't abuse it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 61. Currently, it is 38 cloudy skies at Swofell. The Real Housewives of Atlanta is almost back as the trailer drops. And Kate Michelle also was finally announced with the crew.
Once upon a time in Atlanta, there lived a group of beautiful dolls who really tried to be good. Like, really tried.
I didn't expect God to send a 6'5 tall man with big arms and tattoos.
That's my friend Sway.
I love these hands.
It's him in Atlanta.
Please welcome Miss Kay Michelle.
My husband, Dr. Sim.
Nice to meet you.
I'm on the biggest country music label. And I don't think people understand that pressure being the only black woman.
Yeah, that was just the tip of the iceberg when it came to the trailer. I'm excited. I haven't watched Real Housewives of Atlanta in a long time. I started off in the beginning when Kim Zolciak was on and Candy had that one wig and she was talking about rising above the haters. My cousins out there know what I'm talking about. But it will be back on April 5th and I will be glued to my
seat. This is a mess.
So I can't wait to check
she
it
out. She did what? She said what?
I said a lot of stuff. What you mean?
You just said somebody did... had a wig and something.
Yeah, Candy Burrs, that was back when she had this Fantasia type of wig.
Oh, no.
That's what she have Wang Dang.
That was her look early on in the show. She had that, I fly above all the haters. I fly above. And that's what I'm saying.
Is this
my cousin's that
body,
watched the show, no.
Body. Is that?
That was around that era, I think.
Body.
I don't know why she did that.
Legs and hips and body. Yeah, let me pull it up, D.
It was around that. God.
Oh, you know we gotta get out the archives and at body.
We love you here.
At body. You don't remember the words exactly?
I know the body part.
Why you got this long intro, bro? Come on.
Right, come on.
There we
body.
Go.
Legs
and hips
and body.
Is this Todd on the cover? It is.
Oh, God. Well, that
a
did
mother's
not,
love.
That did not age well.
And body.
Some other quick headlines.
Hips
and body. Some other quick headlines. It looks like Kenya Moore is dealing with some legal drama involving her Atlanta hair salon.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like she owes about $87,000 in a dispute over alleged unpaid rent and utilities.
Woo-dee-doo.
Hopefully she figures that out. And last but not least, major congratulations to Salt and Pepper and DJ Spinderella. They are to be inducted into the NCAA.
NAACP.
Basketball? NAACP. Awards Hall of Fame.
Girl, what's going on?
It's like, oh my goodness. It's something about NAACP and NCAA that just trips me up.
It's the A's.
Belt to ass.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those devoted, artistic, and trusting Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a major happy birthday to a WWE/WWF GOAT. Happy birthday to Ric Flair. Woo! Sending a happy birthday to music exec, entrepreneur, and film producer, who's also known as the Black Godfather. Happy birthday to Clarence Avant. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to singer Vito.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Melissa DeVille, Quila Haynes, and Cordon Bosby. Happy birthday, Jay-Zay, Brie Lachey, and Osiris Kane. Happy birthday, Cameron McGraw, Flawless Renee, and Don John Smith. Happy birthday, Keon Mike Chauncey, Stevie Midget, and Blue Band Stack. Plus, sending birthday love to Jayla J. Rawls and everybody else born on February 25th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Brianna.
Hey, Brianna, what you doing?
Dropping my kids off.
What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
The Black Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Old Reliable.
The Black History Month classic.
Got to.
All right, cousin, we got a shot to get you qualified for these four tickets to go see Cardi B and $150 Jazz Louisiana Kitchen gift card. If you want that hookup or at least get qualified for that hookup, you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
All right.
I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these be mad at me. That baby father wanna feel it low.
You can't f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive. Even rare bottoms. These
bloody shoes.
These shoes.
These are what shoes?
Bloody shoes, sorry. Oh, okay. My son's messing around.
Oh, well, you started off hot. Right. You said sure the kids was in the car. Right. I was wondering.
Oh, oh, you're doing the explicit version. Okay.
Okay, BET Uncut.
Okay.
Since you didn't cuss in front of the kids, cousins, you would get that hookup. You are now qualified to win four tickets to go see Cardi B and that chance to win a $150 Jazz Louisiana Kitchen gift card. If you get that hookup, who are the three people you going to take with you to the concert?
I'll find somebody.
Somebody going to probably find you.
Yeah.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hot 103.3.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you aware of what is influencing what you do or the decisions you make? Take a moment and think about it. Are you connected to someone who brings drama into your life or unnecessary stressors? Well, there may be time to set boundaries to maintain a positive relationship with yourself. What does that look like? Think about your goals in life. Think about the direction for your life. Are the people in your life a compliment or a distraction? Are they draining you, or do you feel lighter when they leave your presence? Think of yourself like an ATM machine. Are people making constant withdrawals, leaving you feeling empty, anxious, or agitated? Or are they adding to your life and you are left feeling refreshed, pleasant, and ready to tackle the day? Or are they helping you to maintain who you are in this season? Consider what you are producing in character and why are you producing it. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.